With this news, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Four officers are dead. Others are hurt after a shootout in Charlotte, North Carolina. Police Chief Johnny Jennings says the officers were part of a fugitive task force serving a warrant at a home when a suspect opened fire. The suspect died, but another person inside the home started firing, hitting and killing the marshals. A woman and a 17-year-old were removed from the home. The Biden campaign has no plans to leave TikTok despite government security concerns about the social media platform.
U.S. Marshals Service confirmed one of its agents was killed. Two North Carolina correction officers were killed. So was a Charlotte Mecklenburg officer. A woman and a 17-year-old male were found in the home after the standoff. I'm Norman Hall.
Also at SRNNews.com, prosecutors dropped charges against an Arizona rancher who fatally shot a deported illegal immigrant in self-defense.
The shooting happened in January of 2023. George Allen Kelly says he fired warning shots at a group of men on his cattle ranch. He was on trial nearly a month, but the jury deadlocked. And now the prosecutor in Santa Cruz County has opted against a new trial.
Because of the unique circumstances and challenges surrounding this case,
Judge Thomas Fink made it official.
The court's going to grant the dismissal.
The family of the victim, 48-year-old Gabrielle Quain Buitamea, met with consular officials last week looking for an explanation about the case ending in a mistrial. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Again, the man shot had been deported several times. Hunter Biden is threatening to sue Fox News for defamation, exploitation of his image, and publication of photographs. This is SRN News. A Canadian boy is suspended from school over his choice of apparel.
16-year-old Mataki O'Kane got kicked out of Ontario's Granite Ridge Education Center for wearing a hoodie bearing the words, "There are only two genders." O'Kane says officials were unmoved by his claim of free speech and is noting of the fact that the school is festooned with gay pride posters. The student was sent home, and his mother says Child Protective Services later called her to inquire about her son's condition. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
17 states are challenging new Biden administration rules entitling workers to time off and other accommodations for abortions. Arkansas and Tennessee have filed a lawsuit in federal court calling the new rules an illegal interpretation of the 2022 Pregnant Workers Fairness Act. The Biden rules mean legislation aimed at making pregnancy easier for working women will now also make it easier for women to have abortions. This is SRN News. It looks like panda diplomacy may be making a comeback.
They are one of China's most beloved exports. A pair of giant pandas will soon make the journey from China to the U.S. They'll take up residence at the San Diego Zoo. It's part of an ongoing conservation partnership between the two countries. The San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance says its caretakers recently visited China to meet with the giant pandas. One of them is a 5-year-old male, the other panda, a nearly 4-year-old female. Rich Thomason reporting.
Chicken lovers in New Zealand stood in line for hours as they waited for the country's first Popeyes to open its doors. Popeyes, founded in Louisiana in 1972, has more than 4,300 restaurants in nearly 40 markets worldwide. It's famous for its Cajun spiced chicken and fries, red beans and rice, and buttery biscuits. More details at srnnews.com.